Ab, you have to come over here and help me with Miss Pinkley's order.
What's the matter with you? Can't you read English?
Of course I can read English. Doesn't look like you either can read it or write it, though. Look at here. Look at this mess. Just chicken tracks is all he is.
Now, let's see.
What's this here?
That there?
Yes.
Now, that's 1 pound of cheese.
Yes, well, I know it's cheese. But what's that 100 HP got to do with it?
That's horsepower.
What?
She wants Limburger cheese.
Oh, you drinking. Well, if you're so smart now, you can just go and get it. And burn it. Now, let's see what else you got here. Land of Goshen. I never see such writing. Oh, say, what kind of malt does she want? Light or dark?
It's writ with a black pencil in it.
Writ with a black pencil. What in tarnation got into you? Why don't you write things down right so a fella can read them?
It's a new kind of shorthand I figured out all by myself.
It takes you all by yourself to figure out such darn foolishness. What's this here? 1 tin of polish. What kind of polish?
Well, if it had been silver polish, I'd have written it down, wouldn't I?
Yes, I suppose so. But what kind
If it had been stove polish, I'd have written it down, wouldn't I?
I suppose you would, but what
and
kind
if it had been furniture polish, I'd have written it down now, wouldn't I?
If you don't tell me what
and
kind
if it had been auto polish, I'd have written it down, wouldn't I?
Oh, what in tarnation you
did I yet? Write any of them down? Now, did I?
No, you didn't. That's just what I'm trying to tell you.
But it must be shoe polish.
Oh, you darn fool. Well, now, just for that being so smart, you can just finish putting up this order yourself. Dang the violence. Oh, good morning. Good morning. Something we can do for you, mister?
Bonjour, monsieur.
Yeah, you better call up Professor Thistlewick and ask him to come over. He understands German.
Pardon, monsieur, I'm not German. I am French, but I speak the English separately, no?
What is it you speak?
English, the language of America.
Oh, you speak English, huh? Well, now, that's fine. Suppose you try it once instead of that French or whatever it is you was talking.
Oh, but monsieur, I have all the time spoken the English.
Maybe you have, but it ain't the kind we talk in Corn Center. Now, what can we do for you?
I have a letter received telling me that in the Corn Center food map, I will find the monsieur named... pardon, monsieur, your name is what?
Why, my name's Winterbottom, and this is my...
What is it? That is it. The letter of yours will speak of Monsieur Peter.
Me? I ain't done nothing, mister. Zeb has this firm anyhow.
Pardon, monsieur. The letter won't say you have something done.
Well, what does the letter say?
She say here I will find the Monsieur Winterbottom and the Monsieur Peter.
Well, that's right. Now that you know who we are, who are you?
Pardon, I should have tell you. I am the Monsieur Gerard.
Oh, yes. Never heard the name before, but pleased to meet you, Mr. Gerard. Now, what about this letter? We don't owe your firm nothing, do we?
No, Monsieur. I am not firm. I am a modeler.
What kind of a model?
Air model, Ed. Didn't you hear him say so?
No. I am not the air model.
Then what kind are you?
I am the modeler.
Well, now we're right back where we started from.
Yes, that's right, we are. You mean you make model airplanes or what?
If you want him, we monsieur, I can make...
No, we don't want none. I'm just trying to find out what your business is.
And I have twice told you I am...
Yes, I know you're a model air. But can't you tell us what your work is?
I have twice... Pardon, monsieur, you have in this village... Mademoiselle...
Now, looky here, mister. Maybe you're a model air, but you better not go around calling Corn Center a village.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
You have
Mademoiselle Rose, oui?
No, nobody here but them names, neither one of them.
But you do not understand. The Mademoiselle, she means the young girl. No husband, see?
Oh, you mean Miss?
Exactly. Do you have here the Miss Roll?
Miss Roll? No, not in Corn Center.
But this letter, she come from Corn Center, and she is signed by Mademoiselle. I have a roll.
Mademoiselle what?
Must be Town Road.
No. She is not said anything. Her name it is I Have a Road.
Yeah, maybe you Frenchmen have names like that, but we don't hear in Corn Center.
But she say her father is what you call in France, deputy.
Oh, a deputy, yeah. Yeah, to tell you what he means, Deb, must be Jim Tully, the deputy sheriff.
Oh, you darn fool. Jim Tully ain't got no girl.
Yeah, that's right.
He ain't even married.
Yeah, that's right. I guess it wasn't Jim.
Wait. I think I have him.
What?
He's what you call the deputy. In America, a senator.
Well, I'll be switched.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you mean Senator Bunn.
Senator Bunn.
Yeah.
You know him, we?
Oh, sure we know him. But his gal's named Iona.
That is her. What did I call her? I Have a Role.
Yeah.
Iona Bunn. Practically naturally mistaken, no?
Yes, but I don't know about that. But say, then it was Iona that wrote you that letter, eh?
She is right me to come to Corn Center to model a statue of her father, the senator.
Well, I'll be... why, you're the sculptor she's been talking about.
Oui, monsieur.
Well, then, why in tarnation didn't you say so when you first came in?
I have made me what you call a brilliant attempt, monsieur, but she is not successful.
What do you want to see Iona for?
To get the instructions. I make 40 small model of these statues.
Yeah, now, looky here, young fella. You're barking up the wrong tree.
I do not understand. That tree?
I mean, it ain't Iona Bunn you want to see. It's Hector Smith.
I still do not understand. This Iona Bunn, she has...
Yes, I know all about that. But Hector Q. Smith, the fellow that's paying for the statue, or half of it anyway... And you've got to get your instructions for him before you make that model.
And this Hector Smith, where can I find him?
Well, I don't know exactly where he is right now, but Eb and me here is Hector's best friends and business associates, too. Now, maybe we can help you get started, like.
Oh, so you represent this Smith, we?
I guess that's what you'd call it. Now, what do you need?
Have you the photograph of the senator?
No, I don't think... Yes, we have, too. Say, Eb, bring that Gazette over here. It's got a picture of him, remember? And it's right behind the beams there.
Yeah, there it is. Right on the front page.
Yeah.
Ah, the senator is a golfer, we? Is it a good likeness?
Well, I never see him playing golf, but... That looks like him all right.
Ah, fine. Now, how shall we show him?
Show him what?
He means show him how to play golf, Ed.
No. I mean, monsieur, shall we model him as the great orator, the kindly philanthropist, the successful businessman, or what?
Oh, yes. Well, now, that's kind of a hard one. You see, we've known the senator ever since he was a kid,
and none of them things you said fit him.
Well, I wouldn't put it just that way, Mr. J. Rard, but Eb's more than half right at that.
Then what would Monsieur Joseph? Has the senator a hobby?
Yeah, kicking.
Yeah, now, Eb, you better not...
Chicken? You mean he is the chicken frontier?
Sure he is. Ain't nothing he fancies more.
Oh, wonderful. I will show the great man at home with his kitten. Such a statue has never before been done. It will make me famous.
Yes, that's all right, but now hold on.
It is an inspiration, monsieur. The senator and his chickens immortalized in enduring rock. Enduring rock, monsieur. Enduring rock.
Hey, wait a second. You're wrong. Them chickens he stole was Plymouth Rock.